Welcome. It is good to see so many of you here with us this day. And I have to tell you, it was a joy this morning, because usually when Lois is ringing the bell, she has her little grandson, and he's about this tall. So he tries to hold that rope as it's going flying in the air. So it was fun to have Brady here with us this morning. But again, friends, family, clergy, other churches, this is a wonderful ecumenical celebration of the life and ministry of Buchanan Church. And God makes us in an amazing way, that somehow or another in our hearts we can both have an ache of sadness as we are gathered here this day to celebrate or to recognize that we had our last worship service this morning and celebrated communion with Woodsfield Church. But at the same time, we can feel so much joy because there are so many memories that we will be sharing this day. So I welcome you all here, and please, as you feel free during the day, there will be time for your sharing as we go throughout the service. I'd like to bring your attention to just a couple of things in the bulletin. All of the hymns that we are going to be singing, and for some hymns we'll sing one verse, for some other hymns we may sing more than just one, but all of the words are in the bulletin. But we weren't sure how many people were going to be here today, and we weren't sure how many hymnals we'd have. So you may see next to, for example, the first hymn on page 2 is "There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit." And next to that you see a B, and that stands for blue, because there are blue hymnals around some of you all. And in the blue hymnal, it would be page 398 if you'd like to have the music because you like to sing parts. And then next to that you'll see a G, and the G is the green hymnal. That's our Hymns of Faith hymnal. And that hymnal, you would find that same hymn on page 78. So if you don't care if you have a hymnal because you know the parts or you know the tune or you just want to listen to the voices in this church this day, because we know that this is the most amazing church to sing in, then just enjoy the voices that God has given us. So let us join in our call to worship this day. I invite you to rise in mind and heart and body and spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Oh, come. Let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock of our salvation.
Let us come into God's presence with thanksgiving, singing joyful songs of praise.
Let us pray. God of glory, on this first day you began creation, bringing light out of darkness. On this first day you began your new creation, raising Jesus Christ out of the darkness of death. On this Lord's Day, grant that we, the people you create by water and the Spirit, may be joined with all your works in praising you for your great glory. Through Jesus Christ, in union with the Holy Spirit, we praise you now and forever.
Amen.
At our opening hymn, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
Thank you.
your voices fill this place. Thought, wow, we could just stay here and have a revival with all the preachers we have in the house. What time is it? And those of you who know me, you know I've got ADD, so time is out the window for me. As part of our heritage, our Scottish heritage, in turning to a time of confession, I invite you to hear the words of the Scots Confession from chapter 5, the continuance, increase, and preservation of the Kirk. The Kirk is the church. We most surely believe that God preserved, instructed, multiplied, honored, adorned, and called from death to life his Kirk in all ages since Adam until the coming of Christ Jesus in the flesh. For he called Abraham from his father's country, instructed him, and multiplied his seed. He marvelously preserved him, and more marvelously delivered his seed from the bondage and tyranny of Pharaoh. To them he gave his laws, constitutions, and ceremonies. To them he gave the land of Canaan, after he had given them judges, and afterwards Saul. He gave David to be king, to whom he gave promise that of the fruit of his loins should one sit forever upon his royal throne. To this same people, from time to time, he sent prophets to recall them to the right way of their God, from which sometimes they strayed by idolatry, and although because of their stubborn contempt for righteousness, he was compelled to give them into the hands of their enemies, as had previously been threatened by the mouth of Moses, so that the holy city was destroyed, the temple burned with fire, and the whole land desolate for 70 years. Yet in mercy, he restored them again to Jerusalem, where the city and the temple were rebuilt, and they endured against all temptations and assaults of Satan till the Messiah came according to the promise. It is now time for us to enter into a time of celebration of the life and ministry of Buchanan Church by entering into the word of our Lord. So I invite Mick up for our first reading from Ecclesiastes.
Our first reading today is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and then take pleasure in his toil. This is God's gift to man.
And now I'd like to invite Mrs. Brenda Rice, the daughter, the daughter of Ruth and the late Dennis Weber, to come forward. And she is going to share our history with us. Why don't you, come on up. I'm not used to having to project way to the back of the room, so they can see us better up here as we share the times and the seasons through the history of Buchanan.
I've been given the honor today to read the history, and Ruth Weber, my mother, compiled this, and she does a great job, so I'll try to do a great job at reading. William Buchanan, of Scott descent, and wife Mary Ann Stewart Buchanan, moved to Monroe County March 23rd in 1823 and lived out their lives on the land they had settled. William helped organize the Presbyterian Church, a school in the area, and was a trustee. Others who helped organize the church in 1826 were William and Mary Ann Buchanan, Robert and Elizabeth Smith, William and Rebecca Pickens, Robert and Mary G. Cooper, James and Jane Graham, James and Mary Kennedy, Archibald and Lydia Wilson Cooper, Robert Smythe Jr. and wife Mary, William and Elizabeth McNown Moore were the ones that were the original organizers of the church. In January 29, 1835, William and Mary Ann Buchanan deeded land to William Pickens, James Kennedy, Robert Smythe Jr., trustees of Woodsfield Presbyterian Church. This land is now Buchanan Cemetery. In 1834, a log church was built on this land and dedicated in July of 1838. In 1844, Reverend William Coolidge was installed as pastor. At this time, the two ruling elders were Robert Smythe and Robert Davis. On September 27, 1943, there were 75 members. Due to the distance and mode of travel, several members living in the Woodsfield area asked to be released by Presbytery. On July 30, 1850, the following members, there were 13 of them, came from the Woodsfield Church to become part of our congregation. They were Nicholas Roth, Mary Roth, William Craig, Elizabeth Craig, John Kerr, Jeanette Kerr, Jedediah Fleming, Hannah Fleming, William C. Kirkwood, Jane Kirkwood, Robert Davis, Ruth Davis, and Margaret Ann Patton. On August 1850, the East Woodsfield Church was organized by Reverend John Hattery and Reverend John Lane. The congregation consisted of the above members as well as William and Rebecca Robinson from Washington Church and Mary Hattery. The elders were Robert Davis, Robert Kirkland, and Jedediah Clark. They bought a church from the Methodist Protestant Church, which was 36 by 40 by 12. It stood at the corner of Church and St. Paul Street, where the brick church now stands. The mother church is still known as Woodsfield, but in 1863 assumed the name of Buchanan in honor of William Buchanan, who donated the land in 1835. East Woodsfield Church was then known as Woodsfield Presbyterian Church. Since they were situated so close together, the two churches have shared the same minister. In 1855, a new frame church was built on a site inside the fence in what is now Buchanan Cemetery. William Buchanan gave the bell for this frame church. It was returned to the Buchanan family in 1914 and was in the possession of Helen Buchanan Burkhart. In the summer of 1880, the church was repaired